Anthony speaking.
Hey, Anthony, it's Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, Sam.
Hey, I just wanted to touch base with you on the approval that we had, see how things were going, if we had some questions on it.
Yeah, no. The interest that you're you know what, Sam? Hang on for a second.
Sure.
Hello, Sam?
Yes.
Sam.
Yeah, how you doing, Anthony?
Okay. Now the what's stopping me is the 30% and the 40%. That is astronomically high. What I didn't understand is that you're able to knock down 25% of it. Which I'm not quite sure I fully understand that.
Okay.
25% of the total amount. So in
Yeah,
3 months, I'm able to pay back 75% of the balance.
so okay, let me
You know what, Sam? Hang on, just a quick second.
Yeah. Go over there.
Hi, is Tom there?
Okay, Sam. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. So, yeah. So, Anthony, like, first of all, you know, just to understand here, obviously that initial rate that you're looking at, it is higher than, I know you have the, it's the Amex that's going at about 8%, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, okay. Totally true, Sam. I've even done further research to that. I, not only would Amex refinance it, so I would be down to just a $50,000, and I would still hold on to that.
Okay.
But I'm getting quotes for even microloans for 3 to 6 months of $40,000, and the cost of it would be 12%.
Okay, so basically, the important thing on this approval is it starts off at that larger number. Like you're looking at about, it's a 32, like a 1.32 is the way that they calculate it. But the way that gets lowered is it makes sense if you are able to pay it off early. If it's something that you think is on the table, looking at the file, you know, it seems like the purpose of this ultimately is to build up your inventory, right? We want to get to, I think you said like 30 days in stock as opposed to having 7.
Right.
Okay. So now with your, you know, looking to refi through Amex, how close is that going to get you to where you need to be?
Well, like I said, if I, in addition to the 75 that I'm even getting, I'm getting a $75,000 loan, microloan for a year.
Uh huh.
At 8.1%.
That's the Amex at 8.1%.
No,
yes.
No.
Oh no,
not Amex. It's another company.
And is it? Yeah, okay.
Tell me who that company is.
Is that
Direct Capital?
Oh, Direct Capital, okay. And is that
yep.
an unsecured loan?
Yes, unsecured loan.
Wow. Wow.
So this is where I'm you know, it's so sticker shocked at the prices that you're giving me.
No, and I mean, hey, I can actually understand that if that's what they actually gave to you. How much was that for?
75.
75 for 12 months at 8%.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Okay, because, you know, looking at it, what we're working with here, we're not going to be able to touch that 8%. What we can
right.
do...
And that's fine. And to tell you the truth, hold on for just a moment, please.
Sure. Okay, sure.
Okay, and this year are you guys trending up, down, or flat?
Yeah, I totally get that.
Okay, good. Are you, is this Tom? Okay, are you 100% owner there, Tom? Okay, and what fits
yeah,
the fit?
Perfect, yeah. If you could just pass along that message, that'd be
all
great.
Right.
And if they
how
have any questions
in,
or if they want to discuss the program a little better, definitely let me know. Feel free to call and I can answer anything that they may have. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, so we're talking 30 plus years.
Hello.
Okay, so Anthony,
okay.
All right.
So what other rate are you able to provide me? Can you provide me anything else?
Yeah, so basically what I can do here is the 8%, we're not going to be able to touch that. But what we can do is offer you that total amount that's a whole lot more, that ultimately if the early payoff is something that you are able to do, or if this is a situation that is kind of reoccurring, once you get midway through, you're eligible for the full interest forgiveness. So at that point, you're midway through.
Yeah,
if you did that, you'd
I
be looking at it. It would be about
that,
16.
I'm still 16%.
That's what.
What amount?
16. You, that would be the interest that you would pay on that total loan.
On which loan?
On the first, the original first loan. If you know, regardless of 150 or 250. Now, because kind of the way that I understand this is you want to maintain your inventory stock. So
right.
I don't really see this as being, you know, a one-time thing. It would be an option that would come up, you know, probably every couple months, maybe a couple times a year. And if that's the case, then this is something that could possibly make sense for you, even with that 8% that you have on the table. Now, when you get to that midway point, if you were to refinance, the remaining interest, so halfway through, would be completely cleared. So if you're looking at that starting point of 32, you'd be paying that 16% on that total loan. Going forward on that second renewal, the terms are going to be a whole lot longer and a whole lot less once the relationship is established and the risk is
right. So it's the first time that I'm going to be paying 16% roughly. Right.
Yeah. If you're looking to renew,
and that's on the 150 or the 40.
I can do that on, I believe, both the 250 or the 150. And
yeah,
actually,
no, but I'll tell you right now, Sam, the 150 or even the 250, it would be out of the question doing the 16%. It would be foolish of me to do something like that. If I'm getting half of that at 8.1. All I need is probably another 40, and I'm getting quotes of the highest quotes I'm getting is 12%.
Wow. Okay.
So unless if you're able to come up with something that would be comparable, then we can do it.
Okay.
But if not,
now,
I mean, I've given you all of the information that I can possibly give you.
Yeah.
And this is the best you can do. Then you know, then it's just a lot to be left. You know,
sure. So
I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Now, if you're looking for a smaller amount on a shorter time period, I may be able to come up with something that is close to there. And I mean, to be honest with you, I want to give you exactly what you need. I'm kind of in the same boat here. Like, I'm looking to get this thing funded. I mean, that's kind of my job that I'm, you know, kind of depending on. What would be a total amount, you know, a minimum that would work for you?
40 right now.
40 right now.
Because I was able to piecemeal parts of it to get to the 150. So now I just need 40.
Okay. All right, I see. Okay, now, I mean, on the 250, like originally you're looking for that large amount. What are the kind of the different scenarios that you're looking at here? Like if... what would you be able to do with the 250 up front compared to what you're looking to do just piecemealing this together? Is there a large difference, or is it putting you kind of just on a different schedule?
I wouldn't be able to do anything with the 250 because the 250 is just so out of reach as far as price.
Uh-huh.
That it wouldn't even make sense to me.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I'd rather just do what I'm doing now because I got phenomenal deals so far.
Yeah,
I
and honestly, it does sound that way. I'd like to be able to, you know, get in right at that level.
Yeah. All right. So Sam, I really got to go. So are you able to do anything else, or you know, better like next time?
Yeah. No. Okay. So here's what I'm gonna ask. Give me the afternoon to see what I can come up with.
Okay. All right. Give me a call back. Thank you.
All Okay.